Kings, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. Wielding power, first. Mendicants, possessing five factors, a wheel-turning monarch wields power only in a principled manner. And this power cannot be undermined by any human enemy. What five? A wheel-turning monarch knows what is right, knows principle, knows moderation, knows the right time, and knows the assembly. A wheel-turning monarch who possesses these five factors wields power only in a principled manner, and this power cannot be undermined by any human enemy. In the same way, possessing five qualities, a realized one, a perfected one, a fully awakened Buddha, rolls forth the supreme wheel of Dhamma only in a principled manner. And that wheel cannot be rolled back by any ascetic, or Brahmin, or God, or Mara, or Brahma, or by anyone in the world. What five? A realized one knows what is right, knows principle, knows moderation, knows the right time, and knows the assembly. Possessing these five qualities, a realized one, a perfected one, a fully awakened Buddha, rolls forth the supreme wheel of Dhamma only in a principled manner. And that wheel cannot be rolled back by any ascetic or Brahmin or God or Mara or Brahma or by anyone in the world. Wielding power, second. Mendicants, possessing five factors, a wheel-turning monarch's eldest son continues to wield the power set in motion by his father only in a principled manner. And this power cannot be undermined by any human enemy. What five? A wheel-turning monarch's oldest son knows what is right, knows principle, knows moderation, knows the right time, and knows the assembly. A wheel-turning monarch's oldest son who possesses these five factors continues to wield the power set in motion by his father only in a principled manner. And this power cannot be undermined by any human enemy. In the same way, possessing five qualities, Sariputta rightly keeps rolling the supreme wheel of Dhamma that was rolled forth by the realized one. And that wheel cannot be turned back by any ascetic, or Brahmin, or God, or Mara, or Brahma, or by anyone in the world. What five? Sariputta knows what is right, knows principle, knows moderation, knows the right time, and knows the assembly. Possessing these five qualities, Sariputta rightly keeps rolling the supreme wheel of Dhamma that was rolled forth by the realized one. And that wheel cannot be turned back by any ascetic, or Brahmin, or God, or Mara, or Brahma, or by anyone in the world. A principled king. Mendicants, even a wheel-turning monarch, a just and principled king, does not wield power without having their own king. When he said this, one of the mendicants asked the Buddha, "But who is the king of the wheel-turning monarch, the just and principled king?" "It is principle, monk," said the Buddha. "Monk, a wheel-turning monarch provides just protection and security for his court, relying only on principle, honouring, respecting, and venerating principle, having principle as his flag, banner, and authority. He provides just protection and security for his aristocrats, vassals, troops, Brahmins and householders, people of town and country, ascetics and Brahmins, beasts and birds. When he has done this, he wields power only in a principled manner, and this power cannot be undermined by any human enemy. In the same way, monk, a realized one, a perfected one, a fully awakened Buddha, a just and principled king, provides just protection and security for the monks, relying only on principle, honouring, respecting, and venerating principle, having principle as his flag, banner, and authority. This kind of bodily action should be cultivated. This kind of bodily action should not be cultivated. This kind of verbal action should be cultivated. This kind of verbal action should not be cultivated. This kind of mental action should be cultivated. This kind of mental action should not be cultivated. This kind of livelihood should be cultivated. This kind of livelihood should not be cultivated. This kind of market town should be cultivated. This kind of market town should not be cultivated. In the same way, monk, a realized one, a perfected one, a fully awakened Buddha, a just and principled king, provides just protection and security for the nuns, laymen, laywomen, relying only on principle, honouring, respecting and venerating principle, having principle as his flag, banner and authority. This kind of bodily action should be cultivated. This kind of bodily action should not be cultivated. This kind of verbal action should be cultivated. This kind of verbal action should not be cultivated. This kind of mental action should be cultivated. This kind of mental action should not be cultivated. This kind of livelihood should be cultivated. This kind of livelihood should not be cultivated. This kind of market town should be cultivated. This kind of market town should not be cultivated. When a realized one, a perfected one, a fully awakened Buddha has provided just protection and security for the monks, nuns, laymen and laywomen, he rolls forth the supreme wheel of Dhamma only in a principled manner. And that wheel cannot be rolled back by any ascetic or Brahmin or God or Mara or Brahma or by anyone in the world. In whatever region, mendicants, with five factors, an anointed aristocratic king lives in his own realm, no matter what region he lives in. What five? An anointed aristocratic king is well born on both his mother's and father's side, of pure descent, irrefutable and impeccable in questions of ancestry, back to the seventh paternal generation. He is rich, affluent and wealthy, with a full treasury and storehouses. He is powerful, having an army of four divisions that is obedient and carries out instructions. He has a counsellor who is astute, competent and intelligent, able to think issues through as they bear upon the past, future and present. These four things bring his fame to fruition. With these five qualities, including fame, an anointed aristocratic king lives in his own realm, no matter what direction he lives in. Why is that? Because that is how it is for victors. In the same way, a mendicant with five qualities lives with mind freed, no matter what region they live in. What five? It's when a mendicant is ethical, restrained in the monastic code, conducting themselves well and seeking alms in suitable places. Seeing danger in the slightest fault, they keep the rules they've undertaken. This is like the anointed aristocratic king's impeccable lineage. They're very learned, remembering and keeping what they've learned. These teachings are good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end, meaningful and well phrased, describing a spiritual practice that's entirely full and pure. They are very learned in such teachings, remembering them, reinforcing them by recitation, mentally scrutinizing them, and comprehending them theoretically. This is like the anointed aristocratic king being rich, affluent, and wealthy, with full treasury and storehouses. They live with energy roused up, forgiving up unskillful qualities and embracing skillful qualities. They're strong, staunchly vigorous, not slacking off when it comes to developing skillful qualities. This is like the anointed aristocratic king having power. They're wise. They have the wisdom of arising and passing away, which is noble, penetrative, and leads to the complete ending of suffering. This is like the anointed aristocratic king having a counsellor. These four qualities bring their freedom to fruition. With these five qualities, including freedom, they live in their own realm, no matter what region they live in. Why is that? Because that is how it is for those whose mind is free. Aspiration, first. Mendicants, an anointed aristocratic king's eldest son with five factors, aspires to kingship. What five? It's when an anointed aristocratic king's eldest son is well born on both his mother's and father's side, of pure descent, irrefutable, and impeccable in questions of ancestry back to the seventh paternal generation. He is attractive, good-looking, lovely, of surpassing beauty. He is dear and beloved to his parents. He is dear and beloved to the people of town and country. He is trained and skilled in the arts of anointed aristocratic kings, such as elephant riding, horse riding, driving a chariot, archery, and swordsmanship. He thinks, "I am well born on both my mother's and father's side, of pure descent, irrefutable and impeccable in questions of ancestry, back to the seventh paternal generation. Why shouldn't I aspire to kingship? I'm attractive, good-looking, lovely, of surpassing beauty. Why shouldn't I aspire to kingship? I'm dear and beloved to my parents. Why shouldn't I aspire to kingship? I'm dear and beloved to the people of town and country. Why shouldn't I aspire to kingship? I'm trained and skilled in the arts of anointed aristocratic kings, such as elephant riding, horse riding, driving a chariot, archery, and swordsmanship. Why shouldn't I aspire to kingship?" An anointed aristocratic king's eldest son with these five factors aspires to kingship. In the same way, a mendicant with five qualities aspires to end the defilements. What five? It's when a mendicant has faith in the realized one's awakening. That blessed one is perfected, a fully awakened Buddha, accomplished in knowledge and conduct, holy, knower of the world, supreme guide for those who wish to train, teacher of gods and humans, awakened, blessed. They are rarely ill or unwell. Their stomach digests well, being neither too hot nor too cold, but just right and fit for meditation. They're not devious or deceitful. They reveal themselves honestly to the teacher or sensible spiritual companions. They live with energy roused up for giving up unskillful qualities and embracing skillful qualities. They're strong, staunchly vigorous, not slacking off when it comes to developing skillful qualities. They're wise. They have the wisdom of arising and passing away, which is noble, penetrative, and leads to the complete ending of suffering. They think, "I am a person of faith. I have faith in the realized one's awakening. Why shouldn't I aspire to end the defilements? I'm rarely ill or unwell. My stomach digests well, being neither too hot nor too cold, but just right and fit for meditation. Why shouldn't I aspire to end the defilements? I'm not devious or deceitful. I reveal myself honestly to the teacher or sensible spiritual companions. Why shouldn't I aspire to end the defilements? I live with energy roused up for giving up unskillful qualities and embracing skillful qualities. I'm strong, staunchly vigorous, not slacking off when it comes to developing skillful qualities. Why shouldn't I aspire to end the defilements? I'm wise. I have the wisdom of arising and passing away, which is noble, penetrative, and leads to the complete ending of suffering. Why shouldn't I aspire to end the defilements? A mendicant with these five qualities aspires to end the defilements. Aspiration, second. Mendicants, an anointed aristocratic king's eldest son with five factors aspires to become a viceroy. What five? It's when an anointed aristocratic king's eldest son is well born on both his mother's and father's side, of pure descent, irrefutable and impeccable in questions of ancestry back to the seventh paternal generation. He is attractive, good-looking, lovely, of surpassing beauty. He is dear and beloved to his parents. He is dear and beloved to the armed forces. He is astute, competent, and intelligent, able to think issues through as they bear upon the past, future, and present. He thinks, I am well born, attractive, dear and beloved to my parents, dear and beloved to the armed forces. I am astute, competent, and intelligent, able to think issues through as they bear upon the past, future, and present. Why shouldn't I aspire to become a viceroy? An anointed aristocratic king's eldest son with these five factors aspires to become a viceroy. In the same way, a mendicant with five qualities aspires to end the defilements. What five? It's when a mendicant is ethical, restrained in the code of conduct, conducting themselves well and seeking alms in suitable places. Seeing danger in the slightest fault, they keep the rules they've undertaken. They're very learned, remembering and keeping what they've learned. These teachings are good in the beginning, good in the middle, and good in the end, meaningful and well-phrased, describing a spiritual practice that's totally full and pure. They are very learned in such teachings, remembering them, reciting them, mentally scrutinizing them, and comprehending them theoretically. Their mind is firmly established in the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. They live with energy roused up for giving up unskillful qualities and embracing skillful qualities. They're strong, staunchly vigorous, not slacking off when it comes to developing skillful qualities. They're wise. They have the wisdom of arising and passing away, which is noble, penetrative, and leads to the complete ending of suffering. They think, I'm ethical, learned, mindful, energetic, wise. I have the wisdom of arising and passing away, which is noble, penetrative, and leads to the complete ending of suffering. Why shouldn't I aspire to end the defilements? A mendicant with these five qualities aspires to end the defilements. Little sleep. Mendicants, these five sleep little at night, staying mostly awake. What five? A woman longing for a man longing for a woman, a thief longing for their loot, a king busy with his duties, a mendicant longing for freedom from attachment. These five sleep little at night, staying mostly awake. Eating food. Mendicants, a royal bull elephant with five factors eats food, takes up space, drops dung, and takes a ticket, yet is still considered to be a royal bull elephant. What five? It's when a royal bull elephant can't endure sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and touches. A royal bull elephant with these five factors eats food, takes up space, drops dung, and takes a ticket, yet is still considered to be a royal bull elephant. In the same way, a mendicant with five qualities eats food, takes up space, tramples beds and chairs, and takes a ticket, yet is still considered to be a mendicant. What five? It's when a mendicant can't endure sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and touches. A mendicant with these five qualities eats food, takes up space, tramples beds and chairs, and takes a ticket, yet is still considered to be a mendicant. Cannot endure. Mendicants, a royal bull elephant with five factors is not worthy of a king, not fit to serve a king, and is not considered a factor of kingship. What five? It's when a royal bull elephant can't endure sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and touches. And how is it that a royal bull elephant can't endure sights? It's when a royal bull elephant, gone to battle, falters and founders at the sight of a division of elephants, of cavalry, of chariots, or of infantry. It doesn't stay firm and fails to plunge into battle. That's how a royal bull elephant can't endure sights. And how is it that a royal bull elephant can't endure sounds? It's when a royal bull elephant, gone to battle, falters and founders at the sound of a division of elephants, of cavalry, of chariots, or of infantry, or the thunder of the drums, kettle drums, horns and cymbals. It doesn't stay firm and fails to plunge into battle. That's how a royal bull elephant can't endure sounds. And how is it that a royal bull elephant can't endure smells? It's when a royal bull elephant, gone to battle, falters and founders when it smells the odour of the feces and urine of battle-hardened, pedigree royal bull elephants. It doesn't stay firm and fails to plunge into battle. That's how a royal bull elephant can't endure smells. And how is it that a royal bull elephant can't endure tastes? It's when a royal bull elephant, gone to battle, falters and founders when it misses a meal of grass and water, or it misses 2, 3, 4, or 5 meals. It doesn't stay firm and fails to plunge into battle. That's how a royal bull elephant can't endure tastes. And how is it that a royal bull elephant can't endure touches? It's when a royal bull elephant, gone to battle, falters and founders when struck by a swift arrow, or by 2, 3, 4, or 5 swift arrows. It doesn't stay firm and fails to plunge into battle. That's how a royal bull elephant can't endure touches. A royal bull elephant with these 5 factors is not worthy of a king, not fit to serve a king, and is not considered a factor of kingship. In the same way, a mendicant with 5 qualities is not worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, not worthy of hospitality, not worthy of a religious donation, not worthy of veneration with joined palms, and is not the supreme field of merit for the world. What 5? It's when a mendicant can't endure sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and touches. And how is it that a mendicant can't endure sights? It's when a mendicant, seeing a sight with their eyes, is aroused by a desirable sight, so is not able to still the mind. That's how a mendicant can't endure sights. And how is it that a mendicant can't endure sounds? It's when a mendicant, hearing a sound with their ears, is aroused by a desirable sound, so is not able to still the mind. That's how a mendicant can't endure sounds. And how is it that a mendicant can't endure smells? It's when a mendicant, smelling an odour with their nose, is aroused by a desirable smell, so is not able to still the mind. That's how a mendicant can't endure smells. And how is it that a mendicant can't endure tastes? It's when a mendicant, tasting a flavour with their tongue, is aroused by desirable tastes, so is not able to still the mind. That's how a mendicant can't endure tastes. And how is it that a mendicant can't endure touches? It's when a mendicant, feeling a touch with their body, is aroused by a desirable touch, so is not able to still the mind. That's how a mendicant can't endure touches. A mendicant with these 5 qualities is not worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, not worthy of hospitality, not worthy of a religious donation, not worthy of veneration with joined palms, and is not the supreme field of merit for the world. A royal bull elephant with 5 factors is worthy of a king, fit to serve a king, and is considered a factor of kingship. What 5? It's when a royal bull elephant can endure sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and touches. And how is it that a royal bull elephant can endure sights? It's when a royal bull elephant, gone to battle, does not falter or founder at the sight of a division of elephants, of cavalry, of chariots, or of infantry. It stays firm and plunges into battle. That's how a royal bull elephant can endure sights. And how is it that a royal bull elephant can endure sounds? It's when a royal bull elephant does not falter or founder at the sound of a division of elephants, of cavalry, of chariots, or of infantry, or the thunder of the drums, kettle drums, horns, and cymbals. It stays firm and plunges into battle. That's how a royal bull elephant can endure sounds. And how is it that a royal bull elephant can endure smells? It's when a royal bull elephant, gone to battle, does not falter or founder when it smells the odour of the feces and urine of battle-hardened, pedigree royal bull elephants. It stays firm and plunges into battle. That's how a royal bull elephant can endure smells. And how is it that a royal bull elephant can endure tastes? It's when a royal bull elephant, gone to battle, does not falter or founder when it misses a meal of grass and water, or it misses 2, 3, 4, or 5 meals. It stays firm and plunges into battle. That's how a royal bull elephant can endure tastes. And how is it that a royal bull elephant can endure touches? It's when a royal bull elephant, gone to battle, does not falter or founder when struck by a swift arrow, or by 2, 3, 4, or 5 swift arrows. It stays firm and plunges into battle. That's how a royal bull elephant can endure touches. A royal bull elephant with these 5 factors is worthy of a king, fit to serve a king, and is considered a factor of kingship. In the same way, a mendicant with 5 qualities is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of veneration with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. What 5? It's when a mendicant can endure sights, sounds, smells, tastes, and touches. And how is it that a mendicant can endure sights? It's when a mendicant, seeing a sight with their eyes, is not aroused by a desirable sight, so is able to still the mind. That's how a mendicant can endure sights. And how is it that a mendicant can endure sounds? It's when a mendicant, hearing a sound with their ears, is not aroused by desirable sounds, so is able to still the mind. That's how a mendicant can endure sounds. And how is it that a mendicant can endure smells? It's when a mendicant, smelling an odour with their nose, is not aroused by a desirable smell, so is able to still the mind. That's how a mendicant can endure smells. And how is it that a mendicant can endure tastes? It's when a mendicant, tasting a flavour with their tongue, is not aroused by desirable tastes, so is able to still the mind. That's how a mendicant can endure tastes. And how is it that a mendicant can endure touches? It's when a mendicant, feeling a touch with their body, is not aroused by a desirable touch, so is able to still the mind. That's how a mendicant can endure touches. A mendicant with these 5 qualities is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of veneration with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. A listener. Mendicants. A royal bull elephant with 5 factors is worthy of a king, fit to serve a king, and is considered a factor of kingship. What 5? A royal bull elephant listens, destroys, protects, endures, and goes fast. And how does a royal bull elephant listen? It's when a royal bull elephant pays heed, pays attention, engages wholeheartedly, and lends an ear to whatever task the elephant trainer has it do, whether or not it has done it before. That's how a royal bull elephant listens. And how does a royal bull elephant destroy? It's when a royal bull elephant in battle destroys elephants with their riders, horses with their riders, chariots and charioteers, and foot soldiers. That's how a royal bull elephant destroys. And how does a royal bull elephant protect? It's when a royal bull elephant in battle protects its forequarters and hindquarters, its forefeet and hindfeet, and its head, ears, tusks, trunk, tail, and rider. That's how a royal bull elephant protects. And how does a royal bull elephant endure? It's when a royal bull elephant in battle endures being struck by spears, swords, arrows, and axes. It endures the thunder of the drums, kettle drums, horns, and cymbals. That's how a royal bull elephant endures. And how does a royal bull elephant go fast? It's when a royal bull elephant swiftly goes in whatever direction the elephant trainer sends it, whether or not it has been there before. That's how a royal bull elephant goes fast. A royal bull elephant with these five factors is worthy of a king, fit to serve a king, and is considered a factor of kingship. In the same way, a mendicant with five qualities is worthy of offerings dedicated to the gods, worthy of hospitality, worthy of a religious donation, worthy of veneration with joined palms, and is the supreme field of merit for the world. What five? A mendicant listens, destroys, protects, endures, and goes fast. And how does a mendicant listen? It's when a mendicant pays heed, pays attention, engages wholeheartedly, and lends an ear when the teaching and training proclaimed by a realized one is being taught. That's how a mendicant listens. And how does a mendicant destroy? It's when a mendicant doesn't tolerate a sensual, malicious, or cruel thought. They don't tolerate any bad, unskillful qualities that have arisen, but give them up, get rid of them, calm them, eliminate them, and obliterate them. That's how a mendicant destroys. And how does a mendicant protect? When a mendicant sees a sight with the eyes, they don't get caught up in the features and details. If the faculty of sight were left unrestrained, bad, unskillful qualities of desire and aversion would become overwhelming. For this reason, they practice restraint, protecting the faculty of sight and achieving restraint over it. Hearing a sound with the ears, smelling an odour with the nose, tasting a flavour with the tongue, feeling a touch with the body, knowing a thought with the mind, they don't get caught up in the features and details. If the faculty of mind were left unrestrained, bad, unskillful qualities of desire and aversion would become overwhelming. For this reason, they practice restraint, protecting the faculty of mind and achieving restraint over it. That's how a mendicant protects. And how does a mendicant endure? It's when a mendicant endures cold, heat, hunger, and thirst, the touch of flies, mosquitoes, wind, sun, and reptiles, rude and unwelcome criticism, and puts up with physical pain, sharp, severe, acute, unpleasant, disagreeable, and life-threatening. That's how a mendicant endures. And how does a mendicant go fast? It's when a mendicant swiftly goes in the direction they've never gone before in all this long time, that is, the stilling of all activities, the letting go of all attachments, the ending of craving, fading away, cessation, extinguishment. That's how a mendicant goes fast. A mendicant with these five qualities is the supreme field of merit for the world.